Hanley was 12 years old when he came to the Philippines by boat with his 19-year-old brother in 1989. His father had served in the South Vietnamese military, which fought the communists from North Vietnam. After the North won the war, the family suffered discrimination in employment, education, and other areas, so Lay and his brother fled the country. Initially, Lay was in a refugee camp on the Philippine island of Palawan, which he fled in 1996. He was able to get an education as a computer technician, but he was not allowed to get formal employment because of his refugee status. Like most Vietnamese here, he made a living selling products such as Vietnamese perfume and ointment door-to-door and worked with community groups that help Vietnamese refugees. For almost two decades, Lay has lived in the shadows, waiting for a chance to settle permanently overseas. No job, no country, no legal status, no future, and almost no hope. But while life was difficult, the Philippines gave him a temporary home. Aside from initial difficult times at the refugee camp, where he says the staff fought with and cheated refugees, Lay has warm feelings for the country where he grew up.
After the camp, I was able to study in the school, and then I got some friends. We talked to them, we shared to them, and we come to their families. So we are more understand them. Under the culture, under themselves individually, and we are getting more, you know, close to the Filipino. For now, the Filipino are very friendly, and they are hospitable.
Lay notes there are big differences between the Filipino and Vietnamese cultures. He appreciates the carefree and accepting attitude of the Filipino people.
The Filipino are more open-minded. The Vietnamese more traditional. And the Filipino are not working hard. They are not patient. They love to enjoy, even they don't have money.
Lay is among 139 Vietnamese refugees, along with 177 children and non-Vietnamese spouses Canada has pledged to take. They are leaving with the help of a program the Vietnamese call Freedom at Last. The first refugees went to Canada in March. By the end of the year, all will be gone. Organizers of Freedom at Last say a few Vietnamese with businesses have chosen to stay in the Philippines, and there may be others in remote areas the resettlement program has not been able to contact. But otherwise, this program will end the refugee saga in the Philippines. Many of this group were not accepted by previous resettlement programs because they had Filipino family ties and were seen as less in need. Others were not classified as refugees, which made them ineligible for resettlement. Lay's brother was resettled in the United States in 2005, but Lay was not accepted. His brother was seen as a political case because he left Vietnam at age 19 and had suffered discrimination. But Lay was a minor when he fled Vietnam, and he says it was ruled that he should be with his parents. Lay hopes to go to Canada later this year. He plans to get more computer education there and go to work setting up computer networks. He also wants to lobby for political change in communist-ruled Vietnam. The Freedom at Last program comes after years of lobbying by the Vietnamese-Canadian community. A U.S. group called VOICE, Vietnamese Overseas Initiative for Conscious Empowerment, also sponsors the program. VOICE country director T. Nguyen says the refugees have faced quite a struggle.
It's a hard life, but we are really resilient, as you can tell. This is the last remaining program that they can go into. So if for any reason they miss this boat, then they're stuck here in the Philippines.
Nguyen says the effort has gotten strong support from the Roman Catholic Church in the Philippines and the Philippine Red Cross. She says, however, money to get the final refugees to Canada is tight. She estimates it will take $500,000 to $1 million to end their long wait for a new home, and she is not sure where that money will come from. Douglas Maction for VOA News, Manila.